You know, if it's pain and it's lingering around, it's one of the worst things you can have. Dental pain, back pain, in fact, any pain at all. And sometimes relief just can't be found. But as we always say, lots of interesting stuff happening at the University of Newcastle. Great to have Rutger de Zoet along this morning. He's a PhD candidate at the University of Newcastle. And we're looking at neck pain. Rutger, good morning. You're after some people who do and also don't have neck pain to take part in a bit of a study you've got underway. Good morning.
Yeah, that's right, Todd. Thanks very much for having me. So our study is focusing on neck pain, and we know neck pain is a very common problem in the general population. Approximately 70% of the global population experiences neck pain at least once in their lives. And yeah, at this stage, we don't really know how we can treat it. So that's why neck pain often becomes a chronic condition, and up to 85% of people experience recurrent neck pain within 1 to 5 years after their first period of neck pain. So that's quite a significant problem.
Well, hence they call it a pain in the neck, because it is a horrible, it certainly
absolutely,
is a horrible thing
yeah.
to have. But I suppose if you look at the physiology of a human being, it's not surprising that we do have neck pain, because we've got this body, then we've got this little slither of flesh up to this bowling ball sitting on top of it. So really, when you think about it, it's not a clever design, is it?
That's right, and the head is so heavy for the neck to support, and the neck is such a small structure with just the spine and the some muscles around it. And our study, we're actually mostly looking at these muscles that control the head and neck. So we're looking at head movement control, neck movement control, which seems to be a very important factor for people with neck pain. We believe that people with neck pain demonstrate poorer control of their head and neck movements. So that is why we specifically focus on those head and neck movements compared to people without neck pain, to see if we can find something there that we can possibly treat to make our treatment programs for people with neck pain more effective.
Rutger, do you find it's a compounding problem? Because if you find that you do have neck pain, then all of a sudden you decide not to use it as much, and you favour it, and you don't become as active, and it just tends to get worse and possibly worse?
Yeah, exactly. Although we don't exactly know how that relationship is. What is the chicken? What is the egg? Does neck pain result in poorer control of the head, or is there already a poorer control of the head and neck movement, and does that lead to neck pain? And that's what we're currently focusing on and trying to figure out with some really cool techniques here in our movement lab at the University of Newcastle Callaghan campus.
Okay, so who are you looking for to take part in the study? Who are your targets?
Yeah, we're looking for people with neck pain that is not the result of a trauma, so no whiplash, no car accident. So that is mostly work-related neck pain. We call that idiopathic or insidious onset, where there's no clear reason for the neck pain. And we're also looking for people without neck pain and that have never experienced neck pain in their lives of at least 18 years old.
Excellent. So if you're over the age of 18 and it's a non-trauma neck pain, or you don't have any problems at all, I don't know really too many people that at some stage in their life haven't had some kind of neck pain, but hopefully some answers will be forthcoming. 0432 218 486 if you'd like to be a part of the study. Rutger, thanks very much for your time this morning. We will have the details on the Todd Sargeant Morning Show page, so hopefully we can get the people you need to get your study underway.
Wonderful. Thanks for your time, Todd.
If you'd like some more details, 2NURFM.com. Jump on the Todd Sargeant Morning Show page, or you can give us a call at the station. We will pass that number on. And Rutger will be more than happy to have a chat to you.